New GDP data relieves the fear of a recession. More Bed Bath & Beyond news, and it ain't pretty. Hey, you know, it's really all about money. If you don't believe me, ask Chevron. So how big can Sam's Club get? We'll share that story with you. Meanwhile, it looks like Amazon is shrinking a bit. The company Lego is moving its North American headquarters. Data shows that U.S. durable goods orders jumped by 5.6% in December. But, yeah, there is a but. We've got the Wall Street Report. And how about this? High-earning men and high-earning women are actually working less. We'll share those numbers with you as well. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Follow us on Twitter for the latest market news and other business news, plus our interviews. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. The Commerce Department released data for the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter, and surprise, the latest GDP numbers showed the economy grew by 2.9% in Q4, and the annualized rate of growth clocked in at 2.1%. President Biden, who was in Virginia, hailed the news and said, quote, "Last summer, plenty of Wall Street analysts were saying that by the end of the year, there would be a recession. They've been telling me since I got elected we were going to be in a recession. Every time we've gotten better. It turns out, thank God, they were wrong," end quote. Biden also touted the strong labor market, historically low unemployment rate, and the declines in inflation during recent months. Wall Street, well, it took the news in a very good way, and the markets, which had been struggling all day long, popped. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Bed Bath & Beyond had some scary news. The company warned in a regulatory filing that it received a notice of default from its lender, J.P. Morgan Chase. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond plunged more than 20% on the news to about $2.56 a share. CNN is reporting that according to the Securities and Exchange Commission filing, Bed Bath & Beyond defaulted on or around January 13, and as a result, creditors are demanding immediate payment. Bed Bath & Beyond could be forced to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization due to its financial woes. The company said in its SEC filing that at this time, the company does not have sufficient resources to repay the amounts under the credit facilities, and this will lead the company to consider all strategic alternatives, including restructuring its debt under the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. It is, after all about money, and how much more an already wealthy company can get and then pay out to its wealthy shareholders. And this story is not sitting well with the White House. CNN is reporting that Chevron was the top-performing Dow stock in all of 2022, surging more than 50% thanks to a spike in crude oil prices. Well, now Chevron is looking to further reward its shareholders, but it's not making any friends in Washington as a result. Chevron announced a $75 billion share repurchase program. When companies use cash to buy their own stock, it reduces the overall number of shares outstanding and typically leads to an increase in earnings per share as a result. Chevron also boosted its quarterly dividend to shareholders, raising it 6% to $1.51 a share. Companies often tout dividends and buybacks as prudent uses of cash. But many in Washington are annoyed by the fact that oil giants haven't taken more steps to use their windfall profits to give workers even bigger pay increases or invest in drilling capacity in order to pump more crude to increase supply and meet demand. In a statement, the White House said, quote, "For a company that claimed not too long ago that it was working hard to increase oil production, handing out $75 billion to executives and wealthy shareholders sure is an odd way to show it," end quote. The company has not opened a new store since 2017, but all that is about to change. Sam's Club is coming in hot. Business Insider is reporting that Sam's Club is planning to open 30 stores in the next 5 to 7 years, and they're going to be a lot bigger than the current average warehouse. The Walmart-owned company announced that it will be expanding its physical footprint across the United States, with the first new store opening in Florida in 2024. A Sam's Club spokesperson declined to say where the other stores will open. The company will also launch 5 new supply chain and fulfillment centers nationwide this year, with the first of those opening up in Georgia in the third quarter. Meanwhile, in the online shopping world, it's a bit of a different story. Bloomberg is reporting that Amazon is selling a vacant Bay Area office complex purchased about 16 months ago. It's the company's latest effort to unwind, a pandemic-era expansion that left it with an overabundance of warehouses and employees. Amazon, in October of 2021, paid $123 million for the 29-acre property as part of a strategy to lock up real estate near big cities that then could be used for new warehouses and facilitate future growth. The Bay Area's office market, however, has been hit hard over the past 2 years as companies pivoted to remote work and gave up real estate to cut costs. Nearly one-fifth of the office market is vacant there, according to a fourth-quarter report from CBRE Group Incorporated. Amazon was likely planning to replace the office complex with delivery facilities, but that development has been stalled across the region due to new municipal regulations and growing building costs. Staying with office space for just a moment, the company Lego, that was founded way back in 1932 in Denmark by Ole Kirk Christensen, has announced it is moving its North American corporate office. Lego moved to Enfield, Connecticut, where it still sits. So it's a pretty big news piece that nearly 50 years later, the company plans to relocate its North American headquarters. All right, suspense over. So where is Lego going? According to the Boston Globe, the new North American headquarters will be somewhere in Boston. The area is no stranger to Lego's presence. There is currently a Lego education office located in Back Bay. But to move an entire headquarters is a monster endeavor. It's going to require a lot of planning and multi-phase transition. Of course, the first step is to decide on a location, which the company has not yet done. Once it does settle on a new home, Lego will begin a slow transition starting in 2025. And it might be a surprise to you to learn that Lego is still a family-owned company. In a major surprise, orders for manufactured goods jumped by 5.6% in December because of a flush of new contracts for Boeing passenger planes. But, yeah, there is a but. MarketWatch is reporting that when we strip out transportation orders, durable goods orders actually decreased by 0.1%. What's more, a key measure of business investment also declined for the second time in 4 months. Outside of transportation, new orders declined for the second time in 4 months and only the third time since 2021. Bookings fell in almost all major categories. Business investment, meanwhile, also slipped 0.2% to mark the third drop in 4 months. The annual rate of growth has slowed sharply in recent months to 5.2% from a high as 11% 1 year earlier. Now, the numbers, they can plague us, right? Speaking of numbers, Investors looked the other way when the manufacturing data came out, but did celebrate the GDP numbers we shared with you earlier. The Dow ended the day up by 205 points to close the day at 33,949, while the NASDAQ picked up 199 points to finish the Thursday trade at 11,512, and the S&P 500 added 44 points to close at 4061. Some are now saying the broad market S&P could hit 4,100 yet this year. In other market data, new home sales in the U.S. increased more than expected in December. Single-family home sales rose 2.3% on a monthly basis, that according to the Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And finally, there is this. And this is about high-earning men and women actually working less. Not really. The top 10% of male earners are trimming their working hours the most out of any working group in the U.S. That from a study by Washington University in St. Louis. High-earning men posted 77 fewer working hours in 2022 than they did in 2019, or a 3% reduction. Meanwhile, high-earning women cut their hours by just 1% over the same period. One of the study's authors said workaholic men were often cutting back by choice because they had the privilege of dictating their hours. The study also pointed at lower logged hours as a possible contributor to the current tight labor market. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that do this each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.